I think there's something to letting kids and teenagers see the challenging parts and be a part of the challenging parts.
What would it look like for them to be loved in a community of adults that could walk with them and lead them a little bit further?
We invite them to be the church because it seems so obvious, right? But why is that a thing? Welcome back to the Rethinking Youth Ministry podcast. My name's Shane, and we love to hear from you. We love to hear what you're rethinking in the ministries that you're a part of. And we got to hear from Jody in Illinois to hear what she's rethinking.
Hi, my name is Jody Sager, and I'm one of the student directors at Heights Community Church in Collinsville, Illinois. And one of the ways that we're rethinking youth ministry is just how we do discipleship. I think we've all heard the stat that 80 to 90% of students leave the church after they graduate high school. But what if that's because we've allowed them to consume information or to come and consume fun, and we haven't actually equipped them for what life of following Jesus is actually like? So what we've been doing is essentially requiring that they are a part of the church, because if they have the Holy Spirit, they are. So we help them figure out what their spiritual gifts are and give them spaces to actually start using those and growing in those. So if they have the gift of leadership or shepherding with their leaders there, they're going to start leading their discussions in their own groups and start getting the hang of what that's like. If they have the gift of hospitality, they're given the responsibility of creating a hospitable space for their group. We expect that all of our students are sharing their faith, and then they come in on a Sunday night and they chat with us about what it looks like to pray through that. How do you have a conversation after you share the gospel with somebody? Things that went well, things that didn't. We cover all of those things with them, but also when they become a junior or senior, we are asking that they also, in addition to our time, join an adult missional community that we have in our church so that they can get the feel of what it's like to follow Jesus with other adults, because they're going to have to be doing that. And so it's our prayer that they are capable of following Jesus after they graduate high school, because they've already been doing that for years.
That's so good. Yeah. Jody's rethinking. It sounds like discipleship as a whole. What do y'all think about what she's rethinking?
I love that they've gone ahead and already kind of established some on-ramps that are already within their ministry, especially for the kids who are already walking out their faith. And so it sounds like she had a list of ways that, you know, kids could get involved. Yeah, so that was cool.
That's good.
Yeah.
I really like her touch point with the juniors and seniors, because I feel like, oh my gosh, my own kids in that time period were so busy that church was not a priority anymore. And so what would it look like for them to be loved in a community of adults that could walk with them and lead them a little bit further? Gosh, that drop off between high school and college is big. And so I love that that's a big part of their ministry now.
Yeah,
that's cool.
That's really good. Heather, what do you
think? She gave me ideas. We do a spiritual gifts assessment when they are young in sixth grade, and we plug them into mission components then, but rethinking that of how we continue that with them throughout their years. We actually just had a conversation about that for our high schoolers and the ways that they are hungry to serve and share their faith. So I think revisiting that maybe again in ninth grade. So I love those ideas.
That's good. It's so interesting to me that she said, we invite them to be the church, because it seems so obvious, right? But why is that a thing? Like, why are we sitting here, and why is even, you know, somebody like Jody in Illinois going, we've got to figure out how to get them to be a part of the church. Like, how do we wind up here? I'm curious what y'all think about that.
Well, I have questions, because it's so natural to teach students to be the church while they're in the church. So why is it such a miss in the church? I don't know, because as a youth worker, I've made mistakes and didn't help kids transition well, and didn't plug them in, because it's hard to plug kids in. Like, it's extra work.
True. Yeah, for sure.
And sometimes ministry is just so overwhelming. And so I can look back in my ministry career and see where I didn't allow students to be a part of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to believe that different contexts are probably different when it comes to this conversation. Does anybody have insight on, like, is that the case all over the place? Or did you have a church experience maybe that was different?
I think for us, we have watched in the past year, we have remodeled our leadership board as a church, not our student leadership board, but our church leadership board. And we have finally invited students to the table.
I love that.
And the student representative that sits at that table is an equal to the adults. And the way that that has empowered other students to step into leadership roles has been amazing to watch. And I will admit, I was hesitant, right? Like, what if this student understands all of the background that goes on at church? Is that going to be a deterrent? It has only been an encourager for her.
Incredible.
I mean, we've had conversations, but it's stuff that it's great to work through now versus waiting until they're in college or maybe even have walked away.
Yeah. I think there's something to letting kids and teenagers see mm-hmm. the challenging parts and be a mm-hmm. part of the challenging parts. I'm not to Jesus jukas, but I keep thinking about the disciples, how for so long they didn't get it. Like, Jesus didn't mm-hmm. necessarily take them on a journey of everything's perfect, easy, laid out for you. He was just like, no, just be with me as I do this. Mm-hmm. And when he left, they continued mm-hmm. because yeah. I think yeah. they saw the highs and the lows. And yeah. so I yes. think that's so important. That's
good. Yeah. yeah. There's something to the systems. There's something to the programs that can be effective. But it sounds like what we're saying is teaching students to simply follow the way of Jesus. And I feel like Jody mentioned this. And then live that out, like mm-hmm. once they're not in our care or, mm-hmm. or they're not being shepherded by their youth pastor mm-hmm. is what makes the real difference. Like, there's yeah, a difference yeah. between somebody attending church and someone being and becoming the church mm-hmm. as their disciple, which yeah. I know is a buzzword in the youth ministry years. Mm-hmm. So, it's yeah. good. Jody, thanks so much for sharing what you're rethinking in youth ministry right now. Is incredibly challenging and helpful for us. And if you're listening, we would love to hear what you're rethinking in youth ministry. DM us at Orange Students and let us know. We will hear from you soon.
Ashley from the Rethinking Youth Ministry podcast here. We know what you do is not easy and it requires so much energy, time, and passion. That's why we do what we do at XP3 Middle School and XP3 High School. We love to create content so that you can focus on what only you can do, which is manage the relationships you've been entrusted with your students, your volunteers, the families. Whew, it requires a lot of energy, right? So what I would love to do is invite you to check out our free trial. You get 4 weeks of XP3 Middle School, 4 weeks of XP3 High School, and a curriculum guide to walk you through it, because it's a lot of stuff. It's a lot of content. It could be overwhelming, but we want to make sure that we're creating stuff to work for your context. Don't forget, you're going to need to contextualize it. I hope it's helpful. We can't wait to hear how it's given you the margin you need to do what only you can do. Oh, and go to thinkorange.com/XP3 to begin your free trial. We love you. We're for you. We're cheering you on. We'll talk to you soon.